you gave a dinner for, I think, a couple hundred police officers in New York City, yeah. treating them all to a big Italian dinner in New York. Why did you want to do that?
As I said to them, you know, I think it's a noble, there's no more noble job than serving as a police officer, and I wanted to convey to them the respect I have and the appreciation I have for the job they do. I grew up in New York City. NYPD is sort of the police force of my youth. I think they're not only New York's finest, they're the country's finest. And I thought going and you know, having dinner with a large group of the police officers would be a good way to send that message.
You talked in your piece about social justice DAs, and you put social justice in quotes. What do you mean by them? What does that mean, social justice DAs?
Well, there's been this recent development where George Soros has been coming in largely in Democratic primaries where they're not going to be much voter turnout and putting in a lot of money to elect people who are not very supportive of law enforcement and don't view the office as bringing to trial and prosecuting criminals, but pursuing other social agendas, and they have started to win in a number of cities, and they have, in my view, not given the proper support to the police, and they're following policies that are ultimately going to lead to an increase in violent crime and more victims.
Do you think if people don't treat their police officers better in communities that they're going to sort of bite off their nose to spite their face, that they'll end up with fewer police officers, fewer people who want to protect them?
Yeah, you know, I was accused of suggesting that the police are going to withdraw their protection. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is most police forces in the country have a high number of vacancies. And as the job gets higher and as police feel that the prosecutors or their political leaders in a jurisdiction are not supporting them, they either can stop being police or they can move to a jurisdiction that's more hospitable. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we could find ourselves in the position that if we don't, communities that aren't supporting the police, may not get the police protection they need.
Attorney General Barr, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to have your time today.
Thank you.